This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today, good overflowing. You will be better for listening to the remarkable being that we're going to be sharing with you today. And that's, of course, why you tuned into The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, because you know that this show is only about you, Y-O-U-E-W, and that's why you tuned in, because you care most in the entire world about you. That's great, by the way, because when you're the best you, you make the world a better place. You build bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And that's the reason that we're here on this particular show, The Joy of Living. We're going to be discussing the three fundamentals of life. And you know, because those of you who have been tuning in for the past couple of years, and we thank you so much, over 300 plus thousand people every episode. Today we'll top 350. Right now we're over about 348,600 plus people that are listening to this very moment all over the world. You're in a wonderful, abundant community. We're going to talk a lot about abundance today. That's the mindset I want you to have as we start going into this, the mindset of abundance built upon trust. So think of those two words, abundance and trust. So we work with the three fundamentals of life. These three fundamentals are, number one, life has purpose. Yeah, that's right. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you will go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental of life is that you can uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. Simple example, right now, this show is being carried throughout the world over the internet. And by the way, anything and everything you want to know about our guest today, and you really want to know, because there's lots of good stuff, a lot of free stuff, things that will make you healthier, happier, and wealthier. That's what happens when you use three fundamentals of life. You become happier, healthier, and wealthier. Everything you want to know, just go to the website, my website, www.barryshore.com. And when you do that, you will be able to access all of the voluminous, wonderful, free content that's available for you to become the best you possible. But let's talk about uncovering the power and secrets of everyday words and terms. So here's the word, or the letters, www. Ask anybody, what does www stand for? And they'll tell you invariably, has to do with the internet. And factually, they're speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear even the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do you do right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you'll ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I speak a lot to groups, and just before COVID, and thank God now we're coming through, we'll be doing it again in person, live with thousands of people. I speak, last time we did before COVID, over 5,000 people in the audience. And I tell the story about Barry Shore, and I make the mention of smile, seeing miracles in life every day. And very good people raise their hands and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you stand still? Can you walk? Do you have water to drink, food to eat, place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, what's the simple proof? Simple proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. If you're watching this, listening to it, by definition, you're alive. If you're alive, you have an obligation to live exuberantly. That's the meaning and purpose of life. Being alive, living exuberantly. So most of you know the story of Barry Shore, but for the, usually we have 20, 25,000 plus people visiting for the first time. So I'll mention again, imagine the following. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening be in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. And not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body. I never heard of it the day before, and rendered me something called a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home, and I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of this one word, smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. Still takes me 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning, but I can get out of bed. That's a miracle. But I got to tell you a quick story. My niece comes over to me a couple weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? And I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking is going to be an important part of our discussion today with our remarkable guest, who is really going to enable you to rethink where you are, what you're doing, and how you do it. And that's the genius of life. We have a brain. You have 100 billion brain cells and 120 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to do neuro-linguistic programming for yourself is one of the hallmarks of being alive, being human. Now, before we bring on our amazing guest, who really is going to be of benefit to you, make enable you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier, I just want to warn you in advance that I do use four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it because of shock value, and it's fun. Now, the four-letter words that we use, because I live in a world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, as do you, four-letter words we use are life, live, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play. Four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes, F-U, capital N, capital N. But people say, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, you have a smile on your face, whatever that stands for, point your finger and tell everybody, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. So what are you talking? Where'd you get that? So I listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore, and he's trying to teach the world to F-U, capital N, capital N, because that's the first pathway to joy. Now, before we bring on a wonderful guest, I'm going to ask everybody to do the following. Now, again, thank God, tens of thousands of people doing this every day. And when you do this every single day from now forward for the rest of your life, you are going to impact you, your family, your friends in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. You'll make a difference on the planet. And these two words, the two most powerful words in the English language, these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And he has a twinkle in his eye and says, it's always possible. Imagine now with COVID going away, we walk back into our coffee shops and you order your fancy latte for $5 and you sit down. Somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine walking in the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5, sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. So you go to the counter and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're so busy, we'll bring it to you. You go back and sit down, a couple more minutes go by, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you, you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody slams the door on you, you say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic, late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off, you say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts, you say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Keep kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I cannot think of anybody that I'd love to share with you today than the most amazing, wonderful, kindness inspiring noble deeds. Fabulous Ari Galper. Wonderful Ari, please say a big hello to 349,622 people around the world.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. Very a pleasure. Real pleasure.
Thank you. Wonderful Ari. So Ari Galper is, first of all, you see his handle there. It's called Trust-Based Selling. We'll talk about TBS a lot for the rest of the show. But I want to make everybody aware that Ari is sitting in Sydney, Australia at the moment. Actually, sitting in a chair, but in Sydney, Australia. Barry Shore is in a place called Henderson, Nevada. And you could be anywhere in the world because, Ari, we have people listening from Australia, from China, throughout Indonesia, from Asia, India, of course, all throughout Africa, Europe, even the former Soviet Union, the United States, everywhere in the world, because people care the most about themselves. And you're going to speak to us about one of the most important aspects of life, because I'm going to posit something and then I'm going to have you speak about it, because you are the world's number one authority on trust based selling. Everybody, in my humble opinion, is in the business of sales, whether they are dealing with products or services or they're dealing with their family or friends. Everybody is in the world of sales, because what you really are doing is you want to sell ideas, hopefully positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant ones. And what you're telling and sharing and enabling people to do is to make it trust-based. And when that happens, the floodgates of goodness open. So let's just start right away and say, okay, Galper, who the heck are you? How did you come to this realization of trust-based selling, and why should we listen to you?
Sure. Well, obviously, you got the accent. I'm from San Diego, originally California. Now I live in Sydney. Been here 20 years. I'm a wife on a dating site, pre-swiping. Emails me, had a conversation. Long story short, been here ever since. Now,
wait a minute. She emailed you?
Yeah, that was. Yep.
Okay, but I want. If she was sitting here right now. What's your wife's name?
Michelle.
Michelle, did you email him or he emailed you? She said, no, he emailed me.
Well, we both like Latin dancing, so that makes the connection right there.
Wait a minute, that's so fun. What is Latin dancing?
Like salsa dancing. My mother's from South America. If you like salsa dancing, so that became a connection. And then off to the races.
Well, by the way, that's quite unusual, right? That there's a guy in San Diego speaking to a woman in Sydney, Australia, who are linked by Latin dancing like salsa. It had to happen.
Shows how connected we are, you know? It's amazing.
Right. Okay. So by the way, isn't that what trust-based selling really does? Connects human beings?
Yes, it creates deep trust. So people trust each other. Their guards come down and they tell each other their truth. That's what I'll talk about today, is how to help other people and you feel comfortable getting to a deep level with people where they feel comfortable focusing on the truth and no more games.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that we can literally reduce, mitigate, maybe eliminate the games that people play. Again, I'm pausing. Everybody's in sales, whether you think you are or not. Everybody's in sales. And when you reduce those barriers to human interaction, then the process of gaining trust and confidence with each other happens. And almost by definition, something good will come out of it. Is that correct?
Correct, because the walls come down, because normal people have their walls up, their guards up. They only give you enough to chew on, breadcrumbs. You don't really know where you stand with people. And you're always chasing the elusive endpoint. Like in the sales game of selling business, people always chasing prospects. In our world, we eliminate the chasing game because we bring the walls down and get to the truth using what we call trust-based languaging in our mindset shift, which we'll talk about today.
Oh, so this is wonderful, because everything you know so far from the introduction. By the way, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you smiled?
And not too often.
But now you can use it. So you're right. So there's a part of this is called trust-based language. And it begins with the mind. Let's be blunt. Because yes. When your thoughts are in good and your speech is in good and your deeds are in good, you're in what we call spiritual alignment. You're a spiritual chiropractor. And when that happens, the words that are emanating from you are centered in a heart-based, trusting, open relationship. And when you have that, there is the possibility that business will be done. Now, by the way, I'm going to say something and you can correct me. I believe that Ari Galper would say, if I don't have a service or product that fits you after we learn about this and the guards are all down and we discuss, well, then that's fine. That, in other words, I'm only here to serve you, not to serve me. Am I correct on that?
The goal is not the sale anymore. The goal is the truth of whether you're a fit with them or not.
Do you hear this, everybody? The goal is truth, not to sell. Now, of course, this goes against what I would say 96.23% of all people in business and in sales think. In other words, their thinking is just a little off base, not 100% off, but a little bit off. And you're telling us, I hope, that by learning trust-based selling, they'll be able to learn not just the language, because those are sort of techniques, but to learn inside what it means to be involved in trust-based selling. And not only will their business boom, but their personal life will be better for it in every aspect. Is that correct?
The irony of this, Barry, is when you let go of your goal of making the sale and you build authentic trust with people, more sales come your way. It's a total shift in transformation when you let go of your objective and focus on their deep issues first.
So this is wonderful. You just said the word shift. So in my world, we talk about shift happens. Now, unfortunately, many people drop the F or they're unable to say it. So they don't say the word shift. They say another word. You know, that's what they're thinking. But if you shift a little bit with your mindset and use the tools that Ari provides, and again, voluminous, just go to the website, www.barryshore.com. It's all there, because all we want you to do right now, just lean in, let the information flow around you, through you, in you, and you start grasping and say, I want more. Well, then go to the barryshore.com. You'll find all this stuff about Ari. And the genius of life today is, Ari, that there is no such thing as Australia. Or even America or China. There is something called the world, and there's something called people, and people are the same throughout the world. Again, I'm positing this in the sense that everybody wants to have the best life possible. Am I correct?
Absolutely. So the human condition never changes.
Wait a minute, this is great. The human condition never changes. And therefore, when the human condition is based in trust,
yes,
love, giving, openness, then all of those things will call, I wrote down in preparation for the show, trust equals attraction. Hustle, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but trying to make a sale, that equals repel. In other words, if I'm chasing, we'll use the word chase, chasing causes repelling. Trust causes attraction. Now, which would you rather do? Wouldn't you rather live and work and trust and have people come to you? And Ari, I want you to tell a story. I want you to tell two stories of people that you know or you trained and such, where their mindset was shifted because of what you did. Remember, shift happens, and use that, pronounce it properly, where when they adopted your principles, stuff happened. In other words, attraction occurred. Can you give a couple stories?
Sure. So, and you mentioned my website's got a story on that. I gotta work on that video. But basically, what my clients experience is transformational in that they've been conditioned their whole lives in business to be pursuing, convincing, persuading someone else to buy their offering. And to do that, what they do is they deliver free, what I call free consulting. They provide free education. And they end up at the point where the person says, let me think about it. And they end up chasing the person, what I call chasing ghosts. Now, what the transformation happens is when you realize that it's almost, it should be a doctor-patient relationship. They're the patient, you're the doctor, right? And when you go to see a doctor, you say, you know, my shoulder hurts. He says, let me take a look. Oh, ow, oh, I think you need an x-ray, right? So we don't do that. You know what we do? When someone tells us they have a problem, we go, oh, I can help you with that. I got a great solution, see? See, we have to get into diagnostic mode with people with bedside manner, with empathy, so they feel we care about them, not just to make the sale. And the problem is that we're so conditioned to make that end goal, which is our goal, people lose that connection. So there's stories and stories of people who just have
learned. Let's go something. This is good. Let's go. I want to hear a couple of stories. You said something so, I mean, what you're saying is wonderful. There's a famous quote from an American president named Teddy Roosevelt. People don't care, don't know how much you, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Correct.
So care about the other,
yes,
is the shortest way to make a sale, not
correct,
the longest way.
You know what we do? We elongate it into a sales, called a sales cycle.
Right.
Because we don't know how to create trust at hello. And my whole premise is the sales lost not at the end of the process, it's lost at the beginning, it's lost at hello with people. The minute you connect with them, if you're on the right mindset with the right languaging, it's over at the beginning, not the end.
So give us an example, concrete example. I want to hear a story how someone transformed their business that was doing okay, they were making good money, and all of a sudden, because they used this, the shift, their business.
Let's do a real example right now, not a testimonial, but a real example they can use right away.
Okay.
Experience. How about that?
Yes.
Let's say you're on a first call with somebody in business and it could be a good opportunity. They're qualified, they're interested in your products, there's chemistry there. The call kind of comes to an end. It's a first call with somebody. Normally in sales, what you say are things like, hey, how about we move forward? How about we have a cup of coffee? How about we, you know, we move things towards the sale. But what happens if you try and move them forward and they aren't ready yet? What do you break with them right there at the beginning of your process? You break trust, right?
Right.
So same scenario, our mindset, our languaging. The call is going well, great chemistry, good opportunity, call comes to a close. Rather than saying, hey, let's move forward, what we say instead is this. We say, where do you think we should go from here?
And if I'm going to say something right now, when you ask that question, shut up. Let me shout it. Ask that question and shut up.
You know why? Because usually they're in a state of shock.
Right.
They can't.
You want me to help move this along? Yeah.
They can't believe somebody else would actually ask them what they want to do. And the only situation is unheard of. And you know what comes out? They just say things like, well, I've got one more question. Or wait, what about this? You know what comes out? The truth. And that's your goal. Your goal is to get the truth as early on as possible so you can determine if you're a fit or not.
So you've heard the introduction. You know that I love working with words and acronyms and such, right? So the acronym that we've been using for years for trust is total reliance upon something true. How do you like that?
I love it. I love your languaging, and I'm the same boat as you.
Yes, that's why we're...
Yeah.
This is wonderful, because the what Ari is showing us is that he's cultivating. See, he's a gardener in reality. You talk about being a doctor, which is also true, but you're really a gardener too. You're planting seeds of goodness. You're cultivating the ability to have relationship. And I'm going to speak out of school and say, Ari is such a non-believer, because he knows for a fact, because he's seen this happen hundreds of times, that by planting these seeds, if he is not able to begin and end the process that brings the benefit to the client, Ari would say something like, you know something, you should meet my friend Barry Shore. I think he could probably help you maybe even more than I can. Am I correct on that?
My goal is to close loops, not open loops.
Wait a minute. Let's make a, that's a great line. I think you've used that before.
I never have, actually. First time I just came up with it.
Okay, right, you got to remember, that's a great line. We're gonna, my business to close loops, not open, because open loops let everything go out. Close
exactly.
Loops bring closure and benefit. So again, one of the things we've been using, I'm actually a little bit older than you, Ari. I don't know if anybody can see it. Those of you who are watching on the podcast can see it. Those of you who are listening, I'll tell you, he's a mere sprite. He's he's 17 and I'm 32. Okay, 72 and 55. But the point is that we've been using for years this process that, you know, we call it the kilt, in honor of my Scottish friends, because kilt stands for you get to know someone, you get to like someone, you get to trust them. And through each one of those processes, the, as you say, the barriers, the guards come down, and then the openness comes out. And with the openness, now you can close the loop, because you can determine how you can benefit the other person. You see, when you realize that you're there to be a giver, in America many, many years ago, let's say last century, the term was, be a go-getter, yeah. Well, that was very good for the time. In Ari's world, he's a go-giver, yeah, be a go-giver. Am I right?
The key is to focus on their world, not your world, you see? We're so conditioned to just sort of work on what's in the back of our mind, our own agenda. We can't be present with people. And we're not present with people, they can't trust us. So the more you can wrap yourself around this mindset with people in the business environment, and you're focused on their agenda 100%, that's where the magic happens.
Ooh, I like that. You hear what he said, everybody? Because he is a magician. I mean, those of you who are watching now, see how he's dressed. He's about to pull a rabbit out of his earlobe. He's a magician. And that's the genius of what we're talking about here. You see, trust is not just a nice word. Trust is an energy. Trust is available for everybody, and both parties, or even if around a table, 10 people, 20 people, you can feel it. You see, when you are involved and asking, what is it that I can do for you, or what's the best solution for you, when you're focused on you, which, by the way, again, everybody is tuned in. Hundreds of thousands of people, Ari, right now, are tuned in for one reason. No offense. They don't care about Ari. They don't care about Barry, even though they want the information. They care about themselves, which is great. That's why Barry Shore started the Joy of Living podcast. I care about you. We want you to be the best you, because you make a difference in the world. Ari only cares about, because he's the number one authority in trust-based selling in the world. He's the number one. We don't just bring you people who are good at what they do. We bring you somebody who's the best. He is the best possible person in the world. Am I correct on that? Say yes.
Definitely.
Okay. We're going to go to a break in just a couple of minutes. Before we go there, again, one quick story of somebody who was, people like numbers and things like that. Give us a quick story of something that happened.
Sure. So my client of mine is an accountant who hates selling. Most accountants, many hate selling. And so he came to work with me and he said, Ari, I got to make a living. I got to bring clients in, but I hate selling. What do I do? I said, well, let's first keep you authentic. Let's not change who you are. Let's not put sales armor on you to protect you from the bullets coming your way. Let's put you in a different space, a different plane, where you connect with people at hello, where you do what I call the one call sale, where in one conversation you onboard somebody without pressure, without persuasion, without being inauthentic. So I helped them learn how to go down the iceberg, is what I call it. When you meet someone in a conversation, you hear their issues, you go below the issues and find out what they actually need. You ask the questions in an empathetic, with bedside manner way where they feel connected to you, and they say to themselves, he just gets me. I don't know what it is. I resonate with him. And he now does this all the time, and it happens for him magically. He says, my God, already people are joining me without me putting any pressure on them at all. I said, welcome to my world. That's what he's telling.
And he's doing much better now financially?
Absolutely.
And not only that, he's happier.
He's himself. He's in present moment. Money is flowing because he's not pushing money away by treating people in an artificial, robotic way that people know is not natural.
As you said so eloquently, people are in sales armor. Oh my God, I'm thinking of the Japanese armor, you know, that right, that's the sales process for what most people consider sales.
Yes.
So speaking of sales, we have sponsors that love us and they want to be involved here because there's hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So Ari, I'm just going to ask you to bear with us a couple of moments because we love our sponsors. They come to us. We attract people because they love what we do. So we'll be right back after a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, we're going to be discussing, are you ready? Pain. But Barry Shore, you're all about joy. That's true. But there is pain also in the physical being on the way to joy, at least for me. I have a personal struggle because I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week, and there's a constant pain in the neck and in the shoulders because I'm swimming a lot. Now, over 500,000 people in pain have used Curable to improve their lives. Curable is an app, and most of it is completely free. And I urge you, get this app set up. Go to getcurable.com/joy. Getcurable.com/joy. And if you ever decide to upgrade your Curable app, you'll get 50% off the retail price just by using our link, which again is getcurable.com/joy. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. I did it, and I went from pain to joy. You'll thank me. Best wishes. Bye now. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co. Not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good in abundance, overflowing, and it's in a body called Galper, Ari Galper, and sitting in Sydney, Australia. But his influence is worldwide. World, and that's the genius of where we live today in this world. You can make a difference in every part of the world, in your family, your friends, and it makes a difference throughout the world. When you live in something called trust-based relationships, trust-based selling, as Ari likes to say, trust is the new currency. We're going to explore trust a little bit more because, as you mentioned previously, Ari, it's all about a mindset. And for the mindset, I'm going to use the word abundance, as we said in the beginning of the show. And anything and everything you want to learn about Ari, and you do want to learn, he has books, he has videos, he has testimonials. You need to learn more about him. Go to www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, and everything will be there about this amazing being who is bringing to those who care the most about themselves. You hear this? You care the most about yourself, you will care for others by caring about you. When you care for others, then you make your life better in every aspect. You'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. And Ari is a perfect example. Let's talk about trust as the new currency. Now, I'm going to make a statement to you because it's a little contradictory to what you are in some level. But I was raised, without articulating your words, with this mode of business and selling. I was raised in a world of trust. That's how I was taught. And that's how I've evolved over the past number of decades. Now, granted, I'm refining, getting more. And I must say that your ability to shape language and enable people to be themselves and thus not fear losing. You see, that's the thing with salespeople think I'm going to lose a sale. Well, no, it's not possible. You can only make sales.
You never had it in the first place. It never existed. Because
Ari, I love you. You're a brother, right? You can't lose something you never had. You can only make a sale. The only way to make a sale is by using trust. So let's talk about trust as a new currency. I'm going to also share with you trust we use as an acronym in my world. It stands for truth, actually. I told you trust already. Truth. Total reliance upon the hidden. And I say it now because I just realized, you talked of before the break, iceberg. See, iceberg, you're talking to the tip of a person.
Yes.
But we all know that 98% of the iceberg is below. That's where you need to be in order to relate and make sure that what you're doing is in simpatico with what the needs are, right?
That's called deep trust. See, people throw trust around like it's just a coin. What they don't know how to do is go deep with people. I'd be remiss not to mention that where I got this from, what influenced me from all this, is when my son was born, Toby, after he was born, we were told that he had Down syndrome. And at first, we didn't realize what a gift they had in our hands. We realized what an amazing gift we had, and Toby became my hero. He wrote a book about him. It's back there called Lessons from Toby. And if you know someone that has Down syndrome, they're loving. They have no hidden agenda. They're transparent. And I learned from him how to take his view of the world and put that through my process to help people become like him. He's the role model. We got to let go of our agenda and be pure with people. That's where this comes from in my inspiration.
So let's talk about that. How old is Ari? Toby's
now 21 years old.
How old?
He's 17 years old.
17.
He's accomplished so much. He's a Special Olympics basketball player. He is loving. He's gorgeous. And, all my clients have his book next to their bedside. And he's been an inspiration to this whole process to help me let go of my agenda as well and be pure with people. And I took that concept and wrapped it around the sales model and threw a bomb in the whole industry and said, you know what? Let go of the sale and connect with people. What if one day he goes into sales? How would Toby be with people? He'd be just like,
No. I'm going to say this to you. He's in sales. You know what he did? Toby is a soul, a pure soul.
Yes.
He sold himself to Michelle and Ari and said, hey, kids, I got a gift for you. I love you. And Michelle and Ari welcome, as well as your other two children. You have two other children. Yes. And the genius of life is that moment enabled you to go from, let's be blunt, a regular businessman out there hustling, chasing, never bad, but chasing and hustling, to a person who said, I have in front of me the greatest opportunity possible, a pure soul. I want to be that. Do you realize how... I love you, Ari. And that's what you're saying to Tom. By the way, I'm a big fan of the book that Ari wrote about, that Toby speaks. because what it does is it enables everyone to let down their guard.
Yes.
You see, when you begin to let down your guard,
yes,
don't see yourself as vulnerable, but see yourself as vulnerable. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? I'm vulnerable, and now I can live in love. If you live in love, you can be of service. That's what trust-based selling is about, isn't it? Service.
If you want money to flow your way, you want your customers and your markets and clients to resonate with you. You know what resonate, the definition of that is? That is a vibration. That's a feeling people have of you, that you are about them and not about you. And I'm talking about caring about people at a genuine level, not with a hidden agenda for a next step.
I want you to do two more stories. So think about while I mention the next thing. So you said something just very, very smart. You want money to flow to you. So I ask everybody who's listening right now, think about this. When water flows, does a water flow up a mountain or does a water flow into a valley? Well, it doesn't usually flow up a mountain. That water doesn't go that way. So if you're like this, and you're thinking, you stand like a mountain, it's going to be hard to get that water to flow. But if you make yourself who you are as a servant, and now you're in the valley, you're here to receive. And as you and Michelle received of Toby, now you can have so much. You can fill and overflow to others. So give us a couple stories.
Let me share this story here. I want to talk to you because you mentioned the word truth, and I love your definition of it. And one of our principles is called getting to the truth of people. And what that means is having them feel comfortable telling you where they stand at every moment. Quick story for you.
Yes.
Recently, someone called my office. They got through my team, got to me. I picked the phone up and I heard Mr. Galper. I said, yes. And I heard, my name's John Johnson, changed the name. I'm with XYZ Company, big company. You recognize it, I promise you. He says, I'm with XYZ Company. We're looking to bring someone in to change our sales team and our results. We're looking at you and to other people. We'd like to know, first of all, why should I go with you? Why are you the best? And give me your best sales pitch.
Sorry.
He says this to me. Right. Of all
people, excuse me. Trust-based selling. Give me your pitch. He didn't get it. Okay, great call.
So I took a deep breath. I got centered. I'm a human being too. I relaxed, got in my space. I lowered my voice. And I said this to him. What I said was this. I said, well, isn't that interesting? And I paused, and I paused, and then I said, over here at our company, we have a similar process to you, where we ask them questions, gather information to see if we're a good fit, and if we're a good fit, we decide where to go from there. And I said to him, would you be open to that? That's all I said. Barry, next to the phone, nothing. Dead silence. Then I felt the breath across the phone. He actually breathed. I felt the shoulders come down. He lowers his voice and he says to me, okay, what kind of questions do you have for me?
Ari Galper, I love you.
Next thing I know, we're having a normal conversation. In 5 minutes, I discover, one, he's not a decision maker. Two, he has no budget. And three, he's just curious as to what I do. And off he went for some of my videos online. I hung up the phone. Now, what did my process just save me months of?
Outstanding, sir.
Chasing people. Even this drug, and it's in our bodies. You know the drug is called? This activated moments like that's called hopium. You know the hopium drug where you hope it's going to become a big opportunity. You're so excited. The hopium, you call them back. Hey, I'm just giving you a call to follow up. And he's not there. You're like, what? In fact, I'll ask your listeners right now and viewers to remove one key word forever from the vocabulary as of today. Here it is. Never again use the phrase follow up ever again in your business world forever as of right now.
What would you suggest people do? Either, let's say, eliminate it. How do we replace it?
Well, what's the only industry in the world to use the word anyways? Sales. Hi, I'm going to follow up on the next steps. Or touch base. Or check in. These are all languaging from the 80s. We're still stuck in our heads. But instead, you use this. You say, I'm giving you a call to see if you have any feedback on our previous conversation, any feedback on our last meeting. You go backwards, away from the sale, not towards it. When you say feedback, you know what comes out? The truth.
And the truth will set you free. Ari, this is, first of all, can you believe that this hour has gone by so fast?
It's amazing. It's like a moment.
I'm going to have to close it up. I have three questions for you. You ready?
Sure.
Number one, will you come back again?
Please. In fact, I'm working on a new book right now called The One Call Sale, coming out soon, so we can talk about it then.
Okay, so he'll come back. Number two, you ready? You have 80 seconds to answer this question.
Sure.
What's your most fervent desire?
To help other people feel comfortable getting to the truth and telling their truth. That would make me happy.
Number three. Would you accept a hug in front of 352,819 people around the world?
I would. My armor is down.
Here we go. I'm going to tell you what HUG stands for. And you share this with Michelle, with Toby, and the kids, and all your clients. Ready? HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Here we go. One, two, three. Whoa!
Love it.
Wonderful. We urge everybody, remember, this is the joy of living. Everything you want to know about Ari Galper, just go to www.barryshore.com and all the information will be there. I want you to share this with five people. That means over 1.5 million people will be touched by these important ideas and words, and you will be set free and make a lot more money. You'll be, remember, you tuned in because you care the most about you. You'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier when you learn the three fundamentals of life. Life, your life has a purpose. You lead a purpose-driven life, go mad. You'll make a difference, just like Ari does, and he says. And number three, uncover the power and the sequence of everyday words and terms like he talked about. Trust and truth. WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, as my niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, like Ari said, create the world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use four-letter words: life, live, love, grow, hope, free, gift, pray, play. Tell people F you. Add right away, double capital N, capital N. Tell them, where'd you get that? I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. Remember to use the two most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day. Ari, can you put up 3 fingers, please? Put up 3. Oh, there we go. Use these 2 words 3 times a day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always. And our blessing to you is, go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.